one of my favorite experiences so far in my clinical rotations has been an elective that I did on a maternal child health service, where you're in the hospital and you're on like a labor and delivery floor, but it's with family medicine doctors and residents. So you're taking care of mom and a baby. You're doing the prenatal care in the office. You're doing the triaging the patients when they come to the floor. You're delivering the baby. You're taking care of that baby in the nursery. When you go see, check up on mom in the morning, you do the newborn exam as well. And it's just one of the most beautiful setups that I think it's such a wonderful way to do that for everybody involved. And I did this at this rotation at a community hospital where a lot of the patients would be considered like urban underserved. And so a lot of the moms are teenage women and, you know, not even on the, you know, 19 years old having their second baby, third baby, fathers that are there, but it's really questionable how long they're going to stick around. And, you know, are they even willing to be up in the muck and hold mom's hand? So it can also be kind of a sad picture there as well, because you see sort of a cycle I don't know, it can be hard to accept at times. And some of that might just be me imposing my own values on this population that is not justified. But nonetheless, it's such a beautiful experience to be with these young mothers throughout the whole process. I really feel like it is just magical to be a part of a baby being born. That's the best word I can come up with it to myself, is that it's magical. And I actually recently came across a journal entry that I wrote after one night. So I wrote, "Another night on call, another delivery. I think I will never get bored of delivering patients, especially when they're people I already know. This girl was pretty amazing. Only 19, her second baby, and she pushed her right out, held her right away, fed her as soon as we finished stitching, and asked about getting a pump to take home so she can keep giving her breast milk when she goes back to work. I'm glad I will get to see her again tomorrow. Right after the baby girl was born, it began to snow, lightly, transiently. The snow falling, I felt like I was in a movie, and that was, you know, as a medical student, also, like, I was in this great learning environment where I was the one actually delivering the baby. I was the one, the first hands to touch this baby's head and body, and just all of that combined was so beautiful and magical. And so I think sharing these happy stories is really important. Journaling helps. The fact that I read this story again brought it more clearly to my mind. But I think recalling these moments is important, replaying them over for ourselves, because it's easy for them to get buried beneath the other ones, but beneath the more challenging or even just the everyday monotonous stories that we have. I'm going into family medicine. I'm very enthusiastic about the type of medicine that I'm going into, you know, doing primary care, building relationships with my patients, being involved in the whole family and having experiences like this. So I'm definitely always ready to talk about this kind of experience and share it with anybody who will listen. Part of what makes medical school, this whole process, so difficult is that we are faced with all of these emotional challenges that nobody prepared us for. As a pre-med, I was warned, you know, don't go into medical school unless you really want to. It's hard to be a doctor. It's hard to get through the whole 4 years. It's very challenging. And I always just kind of shoved it off. I thought, look, I know how to study hard, okay? I did the MCAT, I did organic chemistry, I've made sacrifices to get here. I can figure that out. That's not a problem. But what nobody ever really warned me about was all of these emotional challenges that I would face, not feeling good enough, feeling inadequate over and over and over again. And so I guess the advice that I would like to give to anybody who might be in that phase of things is just hold on to the hope that these good moments are coming too, and everything you dreamed about being a doctor, what it will be like, might not be exactly true, but these moments do come as well. And to remember that it's your interaction with your patients that should be your guide to how you judge yourself at the end of the day, not get how many times you got scolded by your attending or your senior resident. To really focus on the interactions with your patients, because that's why we're doing this. We're not doing this so that we can become good medical students. We spend so much time trying to be good medical students rather than thinking about what it will mean to be good healthcare providers, to be healers, to be good physicians. And that's really about our interactions with our patients, not impressing our residents and attending physicians.
Inside Stories is an oral narratives project that catalogs the stories of medical students during their journeys through medical school. The podcast is hosted on In Training, the online magazine for medical students. Visit us at in-training.org/inside-stories. Inside Stories is a founding member of Vocalis, the podcast network for medical students. Please listen to our partner podcasts at vocalisnetwork.wix.com/listen.